As I mentioned 3 weeks ago when we started reading some stories from the book of Daniel, I think there is an overarching message to this book, in my opinion, which has to do with the conflict both out there but also in maybe each of our own hearts, the conflict between earthly authority and earthly rules and God's authority and God's rules. And in that sense, this story might remind you of the story from 2 weeks ago of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and the fiery furnace. Remember, they were in conflict with Nebuchadnezzar, who had built the 90-foot tall gold statue because they refused to worship and were willing to be thrown even into the furnace because they would not stop worshiping their God and start worshiping Nebuchadnezzar. Today's story has a similar outline to it. The names have changed, but the story is very much the same. We get the conflict between Daniel and his faith in God and King Darius and this decree that he has made. And just a few comments about particular details of this story. One, it's interesting, I think, to note that unlike Nebuchadnezzar, who built this statue in his time all on his own, at least to give King Darius a little bit of credit, it's someone else's idea that he issued this weird decree that everyone worship him for 30 days. Maybe a reminder that we shouldn't always listen to the advice of advisors, especially bad advisors. Maybe the fact that there's bad political advice out there is nothing new. It goes way back. But also note the intention of all these advisors wanting Darius to make this decree. It's done simply to undermine Daniel. Daniel, we're told, is a great ruler, administrator here in Babylon. He is honest and trustworthy and humble and does a great job. And there's nothing that scoundrels hate more than someone who's doing a better job and a good job, and they're not. And so they try to undercut Daniel. Now, at this point, you also might be saying, boy, I wish Daniel were on the ballot this year, but we won't go there. Daniel's good. He's a good, loyal, honest follower of God and a good administrator. And so all these scoundrels in the government come to King Darius and tell him to make this decree, knowing what Daniel will do. They know that Daniel will not follow it, and then they'll get him. And so they make this decree, and Daniel hears it. It's made public. And then, to me, here's the crux of the whole story. The whole crux is not really even the lion's den, in my opinion. It's Daniel in his room. Daniel goes into his room to pray, as he does every day, three times, and he prays with the windows open towards Jerusalem. Remember, Daniel's one of the exiles in Babylon, so he prays towards Jerusalem. And the interesting, I think fascinating detail here is those open windows. Because he knows he's going to be heard. Now, there's also an interesting question, whether Daniel always opens the windows to pray or whether he deliberately opens them now. Now, it doesn't make a big difference. He's courageous either way, but notice if he always prays with the windows open, he's essentially, his courage is saying, I'm going to keep doing what I always do regardless of the law. But notice, if he goes out of his way to open the window on this day, he's saying, I especially want people to hear me breaking the law. The courage is either, I'm going to keep doing what I always do, or I'm going to make sure people hear me. Regardless, this is courage. It's I'm going to disobey the law based on my belief and suffer the consequences. It's also interesting, I was doing some research for today and came across a detail that I had never realized before. Mahatma Gandhi revered Daniel. Did you know that? Because he called Daniel one of the greatest passive resistors who ever lived. Because he's there in his room with the window open, defying the law. Not waving flags or jumping up and down, but simply praying with the window open. And Gandhi revered Daniel and took him as a model of passive resistance. To me, that's the most important part of this story. The rest of it is sort of what you would expect. Daniel is heard, and Darius feels bad about it, but can't change his edict. Daniel gets thrown in the lion's den, and God saves him. But again, the fact that Daniel prays in his room, knowing he will be heard, says a lot about that conflict between earthly authority and divine authority. Earthly rules and laws and God's laws. And when push comes to shove, the message of Daniel is certainly follow God and be willing, perhaps, to suffer the consequences because we trust in God. I came across another interesting, this is a quote from John Calvin in his commentary on this chapter 6 in Daniel. Now, I think most of us, it's easy to make jokes about John Calvin, this sort of serious-looking guy with a kind of a funny beard and, probably wasn't a lot of fun to hang around with, in his day. I don't know. He wasn't the party animal that Martin Luther was, for example. But we sometimes forget how much courage it took at that time to do what Martin Luther and John Calvin and others did, which is to say we believe God's calling us in a certain direction and we know we're going to suffer because of it. So here's a quote from Calvin, and I won't try to tell you how it might apply to the current state of our nation, but maybe it does. Here's what John Calvin wrote in part of his commentary on Daniel 6. Quote, "Earthly princes deprive themselves of all authority when they rise up against God. Yea, they are unworthy to be counted amongst the company of men. We ought rather to spit in their faces than to obey them when they spoil God of God's right." I suspect Calvin speaking slightly figuratively about the spitting in the face. But the idea there is an interesting one, and a bold one, and a courageous one. Daniel was essentially spitting in the face of Darius when he chose to go back to his room and pray as he'd always done, with the windows wide open. Now, I also am not going to try and tell you what I think this story might tell us here in this week of a divisive election. But let me just suggest this. It might not be a bad image to keep in mind in this coming week, as there's going to be a lot of sturm and drang surrounding this election, regardless of the results. It might not be a bad thing to keep in mind, this image of Daniel there in his room, praying to the one true God, with the windows wide open for all to hear. Amen.